Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and today we are gathered to say goodbye to our dear friend, Samuel Smith Jr., who was a beloved husband and father and a friend to many in the community. And I know a lot of folks knew him as Dr. Smith, their dentist. And most importantly, here at Trinity Lutheran Church, we knew him as our brother in Christ. And so because we shared that faith with him, we gather today. Yes, we're mourning his passing, but at the same time, we are hopeful and we're joyful because we know that today is not the final answer, that the Lord will reunite us with Sam and with all of our loved ones in heaven someday. For our worship service today, you will find almost everything you need printed for you on the blue bulletin. We have a blue theme going on, which is wonderful. Except what you won't find there are the words to the hymns. Those will be located in the burgundy-colored hymnals in front of you there in the pews. And we will begin our service now with our opening hymn, which is number 748, I'm But a Stranger Here. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Samuel was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now continue as we recite the 103rd Psalm, verses 1 through 12, and we will do so responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Who forgives all your iniquity. Who redeems your life from the pit. Who satisfies you with good. The Lord works righteousness. He made known his ways to Moses. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He will not always chide. He does not deal with us according to our sins. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, as far as the east is from the west, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Samuel and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading from God's Word. Our first reading today comes to us from the book of Revelation. We begin with chapter 14, verse 13, and then we proceed on to chapter 21. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who is seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." And our epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Paul writes, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the verse. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 27. Jesus said, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now at this time, having heard the word of God, we join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed, which Sam confessed many times with us when he was with us here on earth. If you need the words to the creed, they are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated. Our next hymn is number 770, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." to the family and friends of Dr. Samuel Smith. To those of you who are gathered here today to remember and celebrate his long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Linda, and to you, Rachel, Sam's beloved wife and daughter, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 75 years, 3/4 of a century. That long ago, our brother Sam received the gift of earthly life, which was a blessing not just to him personally, but of course for so many people who got to meet him and got to know him over the course of that time. People who were his family, his friends, and certainly many in the community who he served through his dental practice and other various organizations that he was a part of and that he supported. 75 years of blessings until the Lord in his great wisdom decided a little over a week ago to call Sam out of this world and call him to himself in heaven. 75 years sounds on the surface like a long time, but we all know how quickly those years pass, sometimes a whole lot quicker than we want them to. And especially on a day like today, we might find ourselves wishing that we had even more than those 75 years before we had to say goodbye to our dear Sam. To say that the year 2023 has been a difficult year for the Smith family would be certainly an understatement. It was just about 5.5 months ago that we were gathered here in the same sanctuary, and we were remembering Laura after her sudden passing. And ever since that day, in the back of our minds, I know some of us were a little worried, a little concerned about Sam's well-being, because that whole experience really seemed to take a whole lot out of him. And we know that his health had been suffering for a while, but it seemed like there was this extra thing that was weighing upon him and draining his energy. It was as though he was feeling eager to leave this world and leave all of these sorrows behind. The other day, Linda shared with me that shortly before Sam passed, he was sort of staring upward as if he were looking up into heaven, as if he were longing to be reunited with Laura and with his parents. In other words, Sam was ready. He was ready to be with the Lord. He was ready even if the rest of us weren't quite ready yet. So, here we are again. And we are trying to smile through our tears. We're feeling that mixture of emotions again, the mixture of joy and sorrow and relief and whatever else might be kind of jumbled up in there together. And we acknowledge again, once again today, that in this imperfect world, death comes, even to the faithful. And so we mourn. And that's an okay thing to do. I wanted to share with you something else that Linda pointed out to me the other day. Some of you might be familiar with our church body's daily devotional book, which is called Portals of Prayer. If you're not familiar with it, every day there is a short Bible passage, there's a devotion written based on that passage, and then there's a prayer at the end. And it just so happened that for two Wednesdays ago, for July 26th, the day that Sam passed away, that devotion in our Portals of Prayer devotional book was all about how our Lord Jesus Christ has victory over death. And I just wanted to read a little bit from that because it seems like it's just tailor-made for this situation. It says, "We mourn when someone dies. Death is sad. There's no getting around that. It was not part of God's good creation, but entered into the world after the fall into sin. It was caused by evil, and it is evil. Death is an enemy." Okay, I think we can all agree with that, and we're certainly feeling that today. But don't worry, it doesn't stop there. Let me read to you how it ends. It says, "We also live with hope, because we are safe with Christ, who has taken our sin to the cross and has conquered death for us. As he rose to eternal life, so will we. We live in that certainty now, even while we mourn. It's just like what we just heard in our epistle reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We don't grieve like others do who have no hope, but we as Christians gather together knowing that all of our mourning and all of our sorrow are only temporary, and it's all thanks to Jesus. A few moments ago, I also got to read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and I chose that reading for today because I believe that this is a really comforting passage for anybody who is mourning this kind of a loss. When we're experiencing the fact that someone that we love is no longer going to be with us for the foreseeable future, and so we turn to these words, like what God revealed through his apostle John in verse 5, and God simply says to us here, "Behold, I am making all things new." It's so simple, and yet that's so profound. I am making all things new. In other words, God is always in the resurrection and restoration business. He takes people like Sam, people who no longer have the breath of life in their lungs, and he restores them. He gives them eternal life. Here's an illustration that Sam would appreciate because he was such an avid St. Louis Blues hockey fan, okay? God does for us what the Zamboni does for the Blues players on the ice. God is like the Zamboni. You ever think about how in between periods of play, how chopped up the ice gets? It gets really chunky and slushy, right? And so after each period ends, they have to bring out the Zamboni. And what does the Zamboni do? The Zamboni makes all things new, covers over all those cracks, gives the players a nice, clean, smooth playing surface to play upon, right? This is what our Lord does for each and every one of us, and not just in a spiritual sense. He does this for us physically. He promises us that someday in the future, when our Lord Jesus returns to this earth, he will raise us up on that last day. And he will bring perfect restoration, not just to you and me and Sam and Laura, but this entire earth will be made new too. It's hard to be separated from our loved ones who have gone before us into heaven, and yet we can be assured beyond the shadow of a doubt that death is not the final answer. Life doesn't end for us just because our hearts stop beating, because God is making all things new. When you think about it, Sam was someone who was really in a unique position to appreciate the restorative nature of the gospel. You can see that from the way that Sam spent his life, from the things that he valued. He was somebody who was in the trenches with people who were in desperate need of restoration. Think about what every medical professional, especially what every dentist, is trying to accomplish. They're in the business of trying to restore the health and well-being of their patients who are suffering, or they're working hard to help healthy people fight against the brokenness of this world through preventative measures. We all know how debilitating it can be when you have something wrong with you, especially when you have something going on with your mouth, when you have a lot of pain or something like that. I was actually just in a conversation with a lady the other day, one of our shut-in members, and we were talking about how she had seen that Sam's obituary was in the newspaper, and so I was telling her about how I was preparing to have this funeral today. And she kind of stopped me in the middle of that conversation. She just started pointing to her teeth. And she told me that well over 25 years ago, Sam had fixed her mouth, that she was in all kinds of agony. I'm not sure exactly what he did. Maybe gave her some dental implants or something else. But she had a lot of problems. She was suffering. She appreciated that Sam had restored her mouth in that way and that she hadn't had a problem ever since. That he was a blessing to her and so many others like her. And Sam's interest in restoration went beyond the dental practice, of course, helping with all kinds of other community organizations that are dedicated to improving the lives of the people that they serve, his support for things like children's hospitals, his heart for those who were downtrodden among Jewish Christians because of his background with the Messianic community, things like this. These are all examples of ways that Sam had a strong faith in a God who came into this world to make all things new. And it's such a blessing to know that even after these recent years of difficulty and struggle, as Sam's body was personally affected by the fallenness of this creation, that the same God has now brought restoration to him. Our Lord Jesus is among us today, and he does the same thing for each and every one of us. We might not be personally suffering from the same kinds of disease that Sam dealt with, but each one of us does experience a spiritual sickness that we call sin. And sin does try to distract us from the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but God's word comes in and reminds us of his great promises, that sin and death are not the final answer for any of us. And it's a blessing to hear that, especially on a day like today, when we look up here and we can see the casket in front of us. We still at the same time hear a passage like the one we just heard from Revelation, that God has solved this problem for us in verse 4 when he says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6 that when a person dies, they are set free from sin. That's what it means that the former things have passed away. Sin and death and all of its negative consequences have passed away for Sam. God's making all things new. What he began at Sam's baptism, he has now fulfilled for him in heaven. And what a blessing it is to know that all of us who share that same hope and that same faith in Jesus Christ, that we will also get to see all the new things that God is making, the new heavens and the new earth, where we will all dwell together forever and ever. Thanks be to God who makes all things new. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue now with our next hymn, which is How Great Thou Art. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Samuel Smith and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Sam and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Just one quick note. We are going to be following this service with a committal, an interment, over at the Montgomery City Cemetery. And that takes about 2.5 hours or so to get there. And so what we are going to do is we are going to give everyone about 3 hours from the time of the end of this service. It's about 11:45 right now. So we'll plan to begin the committal at 2:45 this afternoon. So if you want to take your time getting over there, you've got a little bit of extra wiggle room, okay? So 2:45 is when we'll begin the committal. But at this time, we will conclude our service with our final hymn, which is Amazing Grace.